The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
We always say we give the people what they want. Part of that is doing podcast exclusive content for our podcast listeners. This is Friday, which means we'll be taking voicemails. But there is some things that we still have to discuss that we could not fit into the 22-minute television section. Number one, low-key, huge story that was overshadowed by all the Kyrie stuff. Warriors losing four straight. James Harden will not be playing basketball for at least a month. And the Sixers aren't exactly undefeated thus far either. How do you think this news affects them as a team, knowing that he'll be back before midseason?
The number one thing it has an opportunity to do is overextend the minutes of Joel Embiid and his usage. Mm. And the last couple of seasons when Philadelphia made it to the playoffs, either Joel was dealing with injury or fatigue and trying to lead the team. Last year, Harden was dealing with injury and they came up short because he was out. And the heavy minutes that Joel will need to play, the period of time that James is not performing, now has his usage at such a high rate that I believe that it truly affects their seeding. See, here's what happens in the regular season. A team like the Cavs, they're going to have a better record than the Sixers.
Why's that?
Because they're younger. That's the number
just
one
that
reason.
Simple? Because if you said which is a better basketball team, I'd say the Sixers.
Because they're younger. The regular season is about the marathon. How you can perform on a nightly basis against different opponents off short preparation and have your young guys play most of the games and play heavy minutes. A player like Donovan Mitchell is looking to do that. Mobley, Allen, Garland. That's what they're looking to do at this point of their careers. You look at the Lakers, you look at the Clippers, you look at the Sixers. Their aging stars are going to be low managing.
Mm-hmm.
So younger teams like the Cavs are going to have a great opportunity to be higher in the standings. So then what happens is a team like Philly this year makes it to the playoffs. Like the Nets last year make it to the playoffs. Now all of a sudden you in a 4-5 matchup. You might be the 6th seed. You got to play against the 3 seed. Now, that's a game changer. That puts you in a position to get bounced.
Yeah, especially, you know, the home court thing is a thing. You got to play games 1 and 2 away from your home floor.
And let me tell you something that people always forget about the Eastern Conference. Eric Spoelstra's team is always going to be one of the top 4 teams.
I don't know about this year.
Okay.
In the regular season.
In the regular season.
Will they have a better record than the Bucks?
No.
Will they have a better record than the Celtics?
No.
Will they have a better record than the Cavs?
No.
So now we're talking Sixers-Raptors. Will they have a better record than the Raptors? Raptors are good.
So you're making my point. The Raptors and the Cavs are going to be out of teams that I don't see as contenders this year.
Mm-hmm.
Because I just think the Cavs need a little more depth. And they're a year or two away.
Need to marinate some seasoning.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. When Mobley becomes an all-star and, it'll be their turn. But in the regular season, they're going to be 100 miles and running. The Toronto Raptors, you see teams go to Toronto and get waxed.
Mm-hmm.
You see OG on...
They scored 149 points, I think it was like Wednesday night.
You see OG Anunoby stealing the ball basically every possession the other night. He had like 6 steals.
I think they played the Pacers. They won. I'm just off the top of my head. It was 149-100.
Pascal Siakam.
The Spurs.
Pascal Siakam will drop a 30-10 board. He'll drop a 35-11 assist. Like for the regular season, the Raptors, the Cavs, they're gonna be amongst the top 5.
And the Celtics and the Bucks. I think the Heat will probably be 5.
Yeah, they're gonna be right there. Okay, they're gonna
again,
be.
Again, this Harden
That's thing, ahead of the
this
Sixers.
Harden things happens, or Pascal Siakam, or you know, Jason Tatum's out for 2 months. Like, these things happen, and then the Heat are always right there in the conversation.
But here's what we also just did, and here's the line of demarcation. I'm gonna make sure I write it down because it's a lot.
You're
to
always
remember.
Wrong.
Well, it's a lot to remember. So you have the true contenders in the East.
Bucks, Sixers.
Who did you say?
Celtics, Sixers. And I'm starting to get the Cavs creeping into that group.
I say Bucks, Celtics, Sixers if everybody's healthy
and
it's a seven-game series.
Sure. You have to say
that.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, if Joel Embiid goes down, sorry.
But the Bucks and the Celtics, Giannis falls into the category of what? Playing every night, not load managing. So therefore, their record is going to be one of the best records in the conference.
Yep. It the already Boston, is. And Chris Middleton is
the man. Boston Celtics young stars, Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum, if they're healthy, they're going to try to play as many games as possible and load manage very few. So they're going to have a couple of the top records. The Sixers can't do that.
Joel's going to play 60.
They can't do that.
Harden's already hurt.
And even though they fall in your contending team, the Cavs and the Raptors will have better records than them in the regular season.
I agree, and I can say the Heat might too.
Correct. So that puts you possibly at a fifth or a sixth seed, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that means a lot of times you have the Cavs with home court advantage facing the Sixers in the playoffs. Didn't we just watch this movie with the Hawks 2 years ago in the Sixers?
Yes.
Okay. And the Hawks beat them and made it to the Eastern Conference Finals.
That doesn't even seem right. Say it again.
The Hawks beat them and made it to the Eastern Conference Finals.
I just can't get out of my head the way the Heat absolutely just pants the Hawks last year.
Correct.
I mean, they just took the pants
like,
off.
Whoa, they won. So they made, was, thank y'all. Like, good looking.
Yeah, yeah,
they may be young and they not ready. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We need DeJounte Murray. They think about it. They needed to add an all-star guard to what they already had.
That series did not look good. They were just out-coached.
Correct.
And they were just outclassed, especially defensively, the way the Heat were just connected and doubling and blitzing.
So we're going to talk about the Sixers and the Nets, and rightfully so. The Sixers contending team. Nets, puncher's chance. Both of them, lower half of the East. When the playoffs start, they're going to both be in jeopardy to possibly lose in the first round.
Absolutely. At this point right now today, I'd be surprised if the Nets made the second round. Surprised. And if you would have asked me 5 weeks ago, I'd be like, oh yeah, they got a chance.
East and you know final. Two things that the Nets have to unveil?
Two?
Yeah. Beyond everything they've done with Kyrie?
17-18.
No, two things that they've yet to unveil. Number one, they ain't hired Ime Udoka yet.
No.
That's one. Number two, we ain't seen Ben Simmons do nothing yet.
Seth Curry's still out, and they don't play any defense. Just none. None.
First team to fire their coach. Which means the information changed. And what happened is we're not going to fire Steve Nash in the offseason until we see Ime Udoka's available.
And also, this Kyrie Irving situation is just the absolute mayhem moment of this week. And the mayhem moment is brought to you by Allstate. Protect yourself from mayhem and save money by switching to Allstate. Now, before we go to the voicemails, we always want to hear from the people. Last night, Thursday Night Football, I'm going between that and the World Series game and checking on the NBA games. The Texans have a way of just, like, being competitive enough. I think it's 14-14 at the half. And obviously the Eagles came out and won. They did not cover the 14-point spread, as I said they would not. But Mr. Rose.
You did not. You did.
Question for you.
Yes, sir.
Eagles is undefeated on the table.
No.
I'm going to say no as well. Not even on the table.
But you know what is on the table? They found their franchise quarterback. And I told you so. I remember when he first got to the league. You can't underestimate the perseverance that Jalen Hurts had to endure. He got benched during the national championship game for Tua. Tua came in and threw a bomb to his current teammate. Tua threw a bomb to Jalen Hurts' current Heisman Trophy winning teammate.
And he was at Alabama, won the national championship, and then had to go. And then needed two transfers.
He had to go. Like, he won the national championship.
And then
championship,
needed two transfers.
Was the starting quarterback of the team. And they're like, you got to go.
Usually when somebody wins the national championship at a team,
they're the starting quarterback.
They get celebrated.
Your statue.
He got ousted.
He had to go.
And you know what he did? That I always watched. He reinvented himself as a man. I saw him in the weight room doing extra squats. And that became a rally cry for his team.
I also feel like the Lincoln Riley Sooners offense was just much better suited for his skill set, which we see now on Sundays.
Back and forth. But, is that true? What Baker Mayfield need to talk to you. Because
I didn't say Lincoln Riley can make anybody a great quarterback. I said going from Alabama to Oklahoma, it was a better offense-suited system for Jalen Hurts' abilities.
Well, what it did, and you're right, but what it also did, and let me just say something out loud that people don't say. Alabama quarterbacks don't usually do nothing in the league.
I mean, people, we know that.
Joe Namath.
Tua.
And then Tua. That's a long
50 years in between.
Way in between.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, there's a lot. There's probably a dozen that have made the league, but we're talking like Pro Bowls or deep playoff runs.
Talk to me.
Have not
Talk
seen to that, me. But Tua looks great.
So to your point, the system in Oklahoma got him NFL ready.
Mm-hmm. And also this is, let's also not forget this. If you're old enough to remember this summer, and someone said, Tua Tagovailoa, Jalen Hurts, it's a make or break year for both of those quarterbacks. Like, they're both sort of like auditioning for their futures in their current franchise. And now if you look at those two players now, I mean, it seems like they are the face of the franchise and the starting quarterback for
Here's the difference between those two that I want to point out, though. I think Tua's going to have a tougher time staying healthy because he has an elongated throwing motion. He's not really elusive as a runner. And he's a small player. And when those big guys fall and pounce on him, I mean, that might be a game or two every now and then. And so that the durability of Jalen Hurts and the physicality that he plays with, which is why he gets those rushing TDs that you bet on every week.
Mm-hmm.
Because of his physicality, I give him the edge.
Last night, Jalen Hurts, they're just doing this RPO thing. And just putting the end on an island. Like, what are you going to do? You're going to go up to the running back and go up to me? And he reads that so well. I'd say that undefeated, there's a couple reasons why I don't see it happening. Number one, there's just so many upsets and parity in the league. As someone who's been putting their money on this stuff, like, you know, like the Colts beat the Chiefs. Like, there's always these sort of, like, wild underdog wins. That happens. And to dodge those bullets for 17 games is too hard. And don't sleep on this. If you are 16-0, why are you playing your starters? Even if you're 15-0, it's not even worth it. Why would you play your starters in that 17th game?
You ready for this? This is similar to what I was saying about the Cavs and the Raptors. Jalen Hurts gonna want to play as many games as possible.
Yes, he is. I wouldn't put him out there if we're 16-0 and we've got the number one seed sewed up. Even if we are 15-0 and have the number one seed sewed up,
and then you know what happens if and when you lose the first playoff game?
Freaking first couple drives, my guy. First couple drives, keep you fresh.
You know what happens if you do that and y'all lose the first playoff game? It's gonna be a rest versus rust.
That's all we talk about,
right? But here's what people can't. They're actually using the term wrong. It's momentum. That's something you can't stop in sports. There's a reason why a team goes on a 10-0 run, a 20-4 run. It's just momentum. Team just get a turnover, score three or four touchdowns. There's just momentum. And there is a such thing as breaking the momentum, which is why teams call timeout.
And also, like, imagine you go 17-0. And the starters play in that 17th game, and it's a road game. Just imagine the plane back. You're looking at your stats. You're talking about certain plays. You know what I mean? Things that happened. Like, it's just kind of like you celebrate the victory together, and you have that kind of momentum into your bye week before you face the winner of the wild card week.
I say, based on the mentality that I see from the Eagles,
I think they'll go for being undefeated if they
could. I don't think they'll have the option, though, to be fair.
But they're not going
to have
the
option. It's just too hard to dodge those bullets week after week.
It's just too much. It's too much.
It's just, you know, and also, like, they're favored to win every game by FPI if you listen to that stuff, but they're also not favored to win to beat the Cowboys. So we'll see what happens there. But you mentioned rest versus rust, which was a theme from a great caller that we had earlier this week. Big shout to that caller. Hope things are working out for you. If you call 985-80-JALEN, again, 985-80-JALEN, we'll put you on the show. And on Fridays, we do multiple voicemails. So let's hear the first one.
Yo, what's good, Jalen Jacoby? It's Rob from Additional Delaware. Shout out, Reg. I got a question for both of you. So there's been stories of Michael Jordan beating active NBA players in one-on-one games well after his playing days were over. So my question is, Jalen Rose, how many active NBA players do you think that you could beat today? And Jacoby, how many players do you think Jalen can beat actively playing in the NBA today? Keep getting them checks.
What do you say, medicinal?
Medicinal Delaware.
Delaware, I love
it. Never heard it mentioned like that, but
love
shout out
that.
To him.
Exactly.
Sometimes you got to throw the word medicinal in there.
Love that, love that. Big shout out. Appreciate the love. I got a direct answer to your question.
Direct answer.
I respect the game so much. Today, none.
Zero.
Today, none. However, in 6 months, because of the regimen I'm about to be on.
Or because like DeAndre Jordan gets signed or whatever.
I'll say, with my height, my ability to score off the dribble, and have a post game, unless you block my shot, it's going to be make or miss.
Well, producer Davidson just mentioned somebody. Udonis Haslem. But let me throw this out there. I'm going to answer the question he asked me. I'm going to say zero as well, because you think about Udonis Haslem like, oh, he's older, he's kind of a player coach, but he is around basketball every single day. There's not a day of the week that he doesn't get a shot up or 100.
So let me just tell y'all something. Let me tell you what Udonis Haslem's body is hard. Mine is soft.
That's a great point. Yeah, he's working out 5-6 days a week.
Which means when I dribble one way and bump into him, it's going to knock me off of my spot.
Once you fall over, you quit.
Correct. And you know, once I hit the ground,
that's
either we fighting or the game is over.
So let me just rephrase this question quickly. If there was one player, right? They're like, Jalen, you beat an active player.
All of the short guys.
Yeah, but you get $10 million.
All of the short guys.
Beat one player.
I'll go 6 feet two and under.
Yeah, there you go. That's to give you the best chance.
Yeah, 6 feet two and under.
As someone who plays pickup with Jalen, you know, once every 5 months,
yeah,
he can still get you a bucket.
Yeah, 6 feet
he can still
two
get
and
you
under.
A bucket. If we're down, if we're up, Jalen distributes. If we're down, Jalen scores.
Yes, exactly.
If we're up, everybody else gets
six
to eat.
6 feet two and under.
If we're down.
Especially if they don't have a jumper. Especially if they don't
not
have
too
a
many
jumper.
People 6 feet two and under don't have a jumper in the league right now.
Yeah, I ain't beating nobody then.
Yeah, you ain't. Zero. Zero's the answer.
Think about it like this. My guy Graham for the Pelicans will roast me.
Oh, of course. Devontae Graham?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He'll roast me.
Of course he would. He might not even want to play.
or a player like
abuse.
Or a player like Twin for the Heat.
Caleb Martin?
Yeah. I wouldn't even be able to dribble around him.
Yeah.
He'd take the ball from me.
Of course. Of course.
I'd be like, back up, homie. Give me 3 feet. All quick. And here's the other thing about being old and retired. When somebody whack at the ball, it hurts longer. Right, Jacoby? Somebody hit your hand, you fall on your elbow. Remember you used to be able to shake that off?
Oh, yeah.
Now it's like, man, just dang, y'all done messed up my run today.
Yeah, or even just like twisting an ankle, like, just give me a second, let me lace this up a little tighter. And then if I twist an ankle now, it's like, all right, two months out. I'm out for 2 months, like James Harden.
Exactly.
Thank you so much for the call, Medicinal Delaware. Rav, I believe your name is. We got time for another voicemail. Let's hear it.
J&J. Shout out Reg. Get me on the show. This is Kay from upstate New York. Jalen asked this question a lot. What other show makes content like your guys? None. That's the answer. Zero. Zilch. You guys are the only one. Keep giving the people what they want. So I got a boss move or soft move. The other day, I was sitting there on the couch with my wife. I got to go to the bathroom. Bad. I stand up. I take off my shirt. I go in the bathroom. I come back. She says, why'd you take off your shirt? And I proceed to explain to her that sometimes while I'm home or even using a public restroom, it is necessary for me to get completely naked to fulfill the bathroom duties. So is that a boss move or soft move? Maybe it's cultural or regional. I'm not sure. I look a little more. I'm right between looking like Jalen and looking like Jacoby. I'm a half and half. But yeah. Also, another topic is would it ever purposely getting a low seed to knock out the tough team while your team still has energy in the NBA? I'm thinking of like one of these teams that's stacked. Rather than facing the other stacked team in the conference final, purposely getting a lower seed so that you can face them in the first round while you still got the juice. So, yeah, let me know. Put me on the pod. Peace.
Big shout out to this caller. I feel like we've been duped because I don't like the poop conversations. And I feel like the producers, we get lots of voicemails. The producers pick all the poop conversations. But Jalen, I have to tell a story quickly to support this. My roommate, my best friends in the world, Mike Rod, Uncle Mike.
Uncle Mike, what up, though?
So when you live with somebody day in and day out, you understand all their habits. He would do the same thing. Stand up, shirt off, walk in the bathroom. And I never understood it. He's just more comfortable that way. And I'm going to say it's a boss move because just know yourself. Know how you feel. Know what makes you happy. I do have one concern. The complete nudity is a concern of mine, especially in a public place because of your feet. I'm not putting my feet on the floor of a public restroom. That is not happening.
Or your buttocks on the toilet. You got to use some of that toilet tissue.
Oh, it's nothing worse than the tissue like moves a little bit. And you're just like, oh, man, I thought I had this worked out.
Yeah.
So, Jalen, boss move, taking your shirt off before using the bathroom.
I think being in the bathroom, especially when the experience is a seated one, is indirectly like being in the shower or being in the bathtub. Usually that's an experience that you enjoy alone. So during your alone time, it is really good psychologically to decompress and find your inner self as much as possible during those moments. True story. That's why I try to be conscious of not being on the phone when I'm going to the bathroom.
Oh,
number one, it's unsanitary.
Okay.
And then number two, it just gives me just think about this. How many times in the day that you're not looking at your phone, looking at a TV, or listening to music or radio or something? Like, it's very few. When you're on the elevator, you hear music.
You know what I did with this? I started reading books. Because I still get the alert every Sunday of how many hours I spent on my phone. And every week, I'm shocked. Like, is that even possible for me to be on the phone that many hours? So I have a question for you, follow-up, Jalen. You know I like to eat lunch by myself and read my books.
You're a grown-up.
Sometimes I have to have a seated experience in the bathroom. I have a great road record, by the way. I got a great road record. Great road record anywhere.
Love that great road record.
Jalen, sometimes I have to debate with myself whether or not I should pick up my book and bring it with me to the bathroom because that's signifying to everybody in the restaurant or bar that I'm going to have a seated experience.
The answer is no. I think that's a soft move. And let me say out loud something that everybody ignores. When you're using the bathroom and using the phone, that's unsanitary. You get off the toilet, you wash your hand, you don't wash your phone. Number one. Mm-hmm. Number two, it's the same thing with your book.
No, the book's coming with me, dog.
I'm saying the same thing with your book. That toilet tissue doesn't make the book immune from the fumes that come from your buttocks.
I'm good.
And so now you're walking around with a, you're lucky I don't curse, but you're walking around with an with a SH, a stuffy book.
You know what? Sometimes I'm like, all right, like, what harm is that going to do?
I mean,
it has fume particles on my book, whatever. I'm good.
There you go.
I'm good.
There you go.
I'm good.
Really appreciate the call, and we appreciate all the calls as always. We will be back on Monday with another dope pot of step two. Why is that, Jim?
We're not done. We're not done. We are not done. Got to give the people.